राधे
जगद्गुरु कृपालु परिषद प्रेजेंटिंग चेंज योर थॉट्स चेंज योर लाइफ पॉडकास्ट फॉर अ बेटर एग्जिस्टेंस।
एंड दे किडनैप्ड दिस लिटिल बॉय। व्हेन दे केम बैक टू देयर hideout, they had to decide who gets how much gold. So it was decided that because there were 12 of them, so every day one portion of gold would be given to one person, second day to the second, third day to the third. So everybody would get gold after every 12 days, they would get their turn. Now the one who had sneaked into the palace the first day, he said, I should get more. Because I was the one who sneaked in and I found out about the sun. So I must get 2 days share. The other person who planned, who made the whole master plan of kidnapping, he said, I should get 3. And then they started quarreling. And the quarrel, they were so angry with each other, fighting, screaming and all that, they made a decision. What was the decision? Let's do it this way. We will cut this child into 12 parts and distribute it and that will be over with. So there won't be any more fighting and of course there won't be any more child. They never realized that. Na rahega baans, na bajegi baansuri. So the thieves didn't get anything and even the king lost his son and he was mourning away. Some of you may have read the story by Somerset Maugham. The Monkey's Paw. Have you read it? Monkey's Paw is a story of a person who got from India the special thing, this monkey's paw. And there was the boon that you could have 3 wishes fulfilled. So this couple was very excited. And the lady said, we are pretty poor. And our son, he works in a factory day and night. So I'm going to wish for money for my child. I want my son to have so much money. We want to have that much of money. So she wished her first wish with this monkey's paw. That very evening, there was a knock on the door and somebody from the factory came in with a check of whatever it was, $50,000, whatever it was. And they said, we are sorry to tell you, but your son died in a factory accident and this is what we are paying you for that death because you have lost your son. They wished for money, they got the money, they lost their son. The lady was really miserable. What have I done? I have done the wrong thing. So she still had 2 more wishes left. So she quickly wished, I want my son back. What's the point of the money? I've lost my son. So she wished to have her own son back. That night, terrible storm. She's described it very, very vividly. That middle of the night, so there was a knock on the door. And the candle was extinguished and this lady went down the stairs to open the door. And who was there? Her son, and looking so ghastly because through the accident his whole body had literally been burnt and he looked so scary like a ghost. She couldn't believe it was her son. And she quickly rushed, got the monkey's paw and she wished, I want my son as he was back. The wishes were over. So we want to wish for things that we don't understand, there has to be a balance somewhere. The folk tale, a funny folk tale to tell us how we go about wishing for things which may not really be fruitful. There was this couple and they got this You know, you have these genies who tell you, we can give you 3 wishes, we can fulfill your 3 wishes. So they manage to have manifest this genie, and they had 3 wishes. So the lady said, look, you know, ladies are always conscious of their looks. She said, I don't have a nice nose, I'm very conscious of it. I want to have a beautiful nose. The man said, no, we're not going to wish for that. We're going to wish for this. And she wanted to grab the opportunity before the man would say anything. She said, I want only nose and nothing but a nose. And that's what I want. And what happened? Her whole body was full of noses. It's just a folk tale to tell you about the humor of asking. Oh my God, she felt terrible just looking at her body. It was all noses and nothing else. And then what could she wish for? Except saying, I don't want any of these noses anymore. Please take them away quickly. I feel terrible about it. And what happened? Even her original nose went. And then what she had left to do was, let me have my old nose back again. That's fine enough. So we keep asking for the temporary, which is not going to give us perfect happiness. Why do we ask for things? Because we believe that through those things we are going to be perfectly happy. But a man's happiness requires a great deal more than all this whole material world put together. Yat prithivyam brihyavam hiranyam pashavastriya nalamekasya paryatam tasmat krishnam parityaje. Bhagavad Puran, 9th canto, 19th chapter, 13th verse says that if one person were to be given this entire world, the whole world, yet his inner being will never be fulfilled, he'll still be like a beggar, because this is not what he is thirsting for. It's like adding fuel to fire. The fire is going to grow. This disease of desires is never going to be satisfied or quenched. It's going to be more, it'll burn more and bring you more restlessness. So that is why it's said. These scriptures, these saints, they've experienced it all. And they say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be added unto you. If you seek that, then everything will come to you automatically. You don't even have to ask for it. The scriptures say, yat durlabham yada prapyam manaso yanna gocharam tadapya prathito dhyato dadasti madhusudana. For one who comes to me in surrender, I give them everything that they don't have. Whatever is rare to attain, I give them all that and I protect what they already have. So one very important point we have to remember in faith, in prayer, is that both prayer and faith in God, they go hand in hand. To have faith is to understand the reality of things. Who is God? Who are we? What is the reality of this material world that we are living in? What can it offer you? Till we do not know, we will be like a little child, 2-year-old child. You offer the child a lollipop. One hand there is a lollipop, and one hand there is a check or a diamond ring that could be worth £1,000,000. What's the 2-year-old child going to take? The lollipop. That's the understanding of the child. So our understanding is no better than that little child. We do not know what the real treasures are. We are always into these toys and joys of the material world. Swami Vivekananda said, fool indeed is he who comes to a mine of diamonds and goes around searching for glass beads. Kanch ke tukde dhoond raha hai. Are pagal, tum heere ki khaan mein ho. Heere dhoondo na. So we had that opportunity. There's a story of a man who had four wives and he went off to a foreign land. When it was time for him to come back, he wrote back to his four wives and he says, I'm coming back home. Tell me what you want. So each of them wrote back to him. One of his wives wrote back. She was very fond of dressing up jewelry. She said, get me some really beautiful jewelry from wherever you are. I want the best. The second wife wrote back and said, she loved to read and read and read. So she said, get me some beautiful books. The third wife was a sickly kind of person. Not really sick, but she was always into this, I have this problem, I have this problem, physical problem. So she asked for medicines. Get me some herbal medicines, get me that, all related to the body. And the fourth wife, she wrote back and said, I want you. Well, he got whatever they wanted, all the three wives. And he began to live with the fourth one and give her all the attention. Now the three of them objected to that and said, how dare you? You never did that before. When, before you left to go abroad, you always treated us equally. And why is it that you are living with the fourth one and you don't bother with any of us? She said, well, you are, whatever you asked for, I gave you. And she asked for me. She said, I don't want anything else. So there you go, I am with her. In the same way, when we know that a life devoted to things is a dead life and a life devoted to God is a flourishing tree, then we will not go to God with our big shopping list. We will not order him, do this for me, give me that. We will share with him all our problems. We should. I'm not saying you don't do that. You have to have a kind of a relationship. When you have a relationship, he's my friend, he's my father, whatever it may be, then your prayer is going to be real. Then you will share your problems with him and let him work on them. He will definitely answer your prayers in his own time and in his own way. Remember that. We all expect, I just prayed now and it should happen now. No, he knows when is the right time and when he will do it for you. He will do it. He does listen. But as far as we are concerned, we should approach him with the innocence, with the honesty, with the simplicity of a little child. That's how we approach. Have you heard of the shepherd's prayer? Some of you may have read it. There was this shepherd who was very innocent, simple person. So one day he was praying while his sheep were grazing. He was praying and saying to the Lord, oh Lord, I know you must have a lot of work to do and you must be getting very tired. Can I just wash your feet and massage them for you? And if your coat is torn from anywhere, I will sew it for you. And if your hair, I'd like to comb your hair as well for you. If you have any lice in your hair, I'll take them out for you. And then I can give you some nice fresh honey from the forest. And he said all sorts of things like this. And you have heard of the prophet Moses? He heard this man praying. And he was getting more and more shocked. He's praying. What kind of prayer is this? And he came down and he was on the mountain. He heard all this. He came down and he stopped this shepherd. What are you doing? What a blasphemy. How can you pray like this? Is this how you serve that Supreme Lord? You have committed a great offense. God is never going to forgive you. And this innocent man, simple man, he just felt so upset, very guilty. And to know that God would never forgive him for this offense, He felt terrible about it, just went into the wilderness, leaving his staff and everything. He just forgot about his sheep and he was crying. And there was a voice from up, "My dear Moses, I sent you to this world to bring people closer to me and not take them away from me. Don't you know that I do not look at speech and the tongue? I look at the spirit." So a simple prayer can be very, very powerful. Remember that. We don't need elaborate Sanskrit verses or mantras. That simplicity has to be there. The faith. Let me tell you about another prayer, a very unusual prayer. A simple village man, not educated much. And in his own little writing, he had written a prayer. And somehow he never could never buy heart it. So every evening at a particular time and morning at a particular time, he would meticulously say his prayer. It once happened that he went to the nearby village to sell his goods. He forgot that little note he had of the prayer. And all of a sudden he realized that it was sunset and he had to say his prayer. It's quite far away from home. What do I do now? I don't remember the prayer. So you know what he did? He started repeating A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, the whole alphabets. He did it about 7 to 8 times and he said to God, "Well, you know what my prayer is, you can put it together and the prayer will be there for you." This is a prayer. So innocence, faith is an important factor. So innocence and faith, this is an unselfish prayer. We have always been dealing with selfish prayers. When we understand the power of unselfish prayer, when you don't ask for anything, you get everything. And if you ask for one thing or little things, then you end up probably getting just those little things which are temporary. So you are the loser. If somebody prays, like Swami Vivekananda has put it very, very beautifully, he said, the ideal of a lover who has passed beyond the stage of bargaining and bartering. हम लोग भगवान से business करते हैं ना, बेटे की शादी कर दो तो वैष्णो देवी में हम ये चढ़ावा दे देंगे, हमारे घर में बेटा हो जाए तो हम मंदिर में भंडारा कर देंगे. अरे पहले कर दो ना, if you have that belief, he'll do it for you, तो पहले कर दो, हम बाद में करेंगे, पहले तुम दे दो. So the ideal of a lover who has passed beyond the stage of bargaining and bartering is to give and only give. Even to that Supreme Lord, he says, "I will give you my all." उसको क्या दोगे? वही तो तुमको देता है. But when somebody, a little child, we are all children, what do we have to offer? Everything material? And he has given us everything. What do you possess? You came empty-handed and you will leave empty-handed, and you have put all your names on one property, two properties, three properties. You're going to leave everything over here. You have beautified the Lord's creation with these big buildings and everything. And he just smiles. The land is mine. You can build whatever you want on this. People have. There have been kings have come and kings have gone. So everything is going to be left over here. But when we say to him, "I will give you my everything," then he stands erect. Who is this? This is a different kind of prayer. I've never heard that before. Most people want. And here is a child of mine wanting to give me. Have you heard of the little devotee Prahlad? Just for one devotee, God himself descended on the earth in the form of Lord Narasingha. Prayer his father did. His father performed penance. He stood on one foot with his hand up for how many years and years, because he wanted a boon that nobody should kill him. And he used all his brains. Na din mein maru, na raat mein maru, na andar maru, na bahar maru, na pashu se maru, na manushya se maru, na kisi shastra se maru. Khub khubri lagai. कोई मुझे मार न सके। और ब्रह्मा ने कहा ठीक है, तथास्तु, इतनी तुमने तपस्या की, लेकिन भगवान ने कहा तुझे मारूंगा। सो ही टुक अ मैन लायन फॉर्म, ही डिड नॉट यूज एनी वेपन्स, एंड ही सैट इन बिटवीन, नाइदर इनसाइड नॉर आउटसाइड, इन बिटवीन, और न दिन था न रात था, बीच का समय, और मारा। किस लिए? प्रहलाद के लिए, फॉर वन डिवोटी। After he killed this one, he said to Prahlad, Varam Vrinishva Bhimatam. Can you read the Bhagavad Puran? It's verse number 7952. Please ask for a boon, Prahlad. And Prahlad said, Yasya Ashish Ashaste Na Sablitya Savai Vanik. Seventh canto, 10th chapter, 4th verse. You want me to ask something from you? I'm not a businessman. Businessman mein hoti hai lena dena. Tumne mere liye kiya, main tumko paisa dunga. Are, main to aapka daas hu. I'm a servant. A servant is supposed to serve and not ask for anything. To please the master, you don't have that great good fortune of having servants in this country. But you know, if you had a servant, the servant is supposed to do as you say. You're not supposed to give boons to the servant. The servant is not supposed to ask for anything. He is supposed to serve you here. So Prahlad said, I'm here to serve and not to take. I'm not a vanik. Vanik matlab baniya. Businessman name. God said, no, it's not that. But it's a habit of mine. Whenever I appear before a devotee, I always ask them. You can ask for what you want. Ask, Prahlad. So Prahlad said, okay, if that's what you want, then I will ask you. Kamanam hridya sanroham bhavatastu vrine varam, verse number 7107. My dear Lord, I want you to forever banish this disease of desire from my mind. मैं ये चाहता हूं कि आपसे मैं कभी कुछ न चाहूं। भगवान ने सोचा ये तो मेरा भी बाप निकला। मैं कह रही हूं मांगो, वो कहता है कभी कुछ न मांगू, ये वर दे दो हमको। क्यों? इंद्रियानि मनः प्राण आत्मा धर्मो धृति मते श्री श्री तेज स्मृति सत्यम यश नश्यन्ति जन्मना। 7:10:8 says that, did you know that desire is the root of all diseases? Greed, anger, jealousy, hatred. This is the root. And whenever there is a desire, it disturbs your senses. It makes your mind restless. It also makes the intellect lose its right decision making power. Lok laj nasht ho jati hai, dharma, dhairya, satya, sab nasht ho jata hai jab kamana paida hoti hai. Isliye is kamana ki bimari se mujhe chutkara dijiye. Even the great saint Lord Chaitanya, beautiful verse from his Ashtapadi, he says, nadhanam नजनम न सुंदरी कविता मा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवतात् भक्तिरहैतु की त्वयि। आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट वेल्थ, न धनम, न जनम, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू बी पॉपुलर अमंग्स पीपल एंड बी प्रेस्ड। Na sundarim, neither do I want beauty, nor do I want any material possessions. What I want from you is that life after life, till I have to come back into this world. Once I'm free, that's fine. But till I have to come back, I want to be devoted to you life after life after life. Because it's these desires that are trapping me in the bondage of karma. This attachment to the material world and desires for the material world are trapping us and creating a bondage. So he says, it's been put into Urdu, this beautiful verse by my spiritual master. Nardhan ki ho tamanna aur na jan ki koi chahat ho na arma shayari ka ho na hamdam ki zarurat ho meri har zindagi mein bas yahi ho mudwa dil ka rukhi pur noor ki jalwo mein kho jaane ki hasrat ho. I want to be totally absorbed in the bliss of your remembrance, that beautiful form of yours. That is what I'm asking for. I'm asking for something everlasting, something unlimited. Isn't that being sensible? And how do we get there? For that, we must pray regularly. Not a once a week prayer or selfish prayer whenever we have a problem. As I said yesterday, we keep saying, hey God, I have a big problem. We have to come to the situation of saying, hey problem, I have a big God. That's where we have to come to. And how will we come to that? When we pray regularly. We eat regularly, we sleep regularly, but we always say, well, I'll try. I know I enjoy the talk of yours. I'll think about it. Yes, yes. I'll try. I'm very busy. You see, I have to just rush to work. Okay. Suppose you were to go and see the Queen today. Would you say, tomorrow morning, would you say, I'm going to try? You will be so excited, you won't sleep at night. You have to wake up early. I'm going to see the Queen. So what? Isn't he the King of Kings? And you want to miss the appointment with him, right? And the mind is telling you, suggesting all sorts of excuses. So what do we normally do? When it comes to a daily prayer, we always put it on snooze. Tomorrow, maybe not today, another day. No. Our whole life, it should be a prayerful attitude. As saints have said, pray unceasingly. What do they mean by that? Go on praying? No. In all times, all places, all circumstances, to try and be aware that He is with me and He is helping me, He protects me, so I don't need to worry about anything at all. So this should be like breathing, as I say. It's a prayerful attitude that is important. The prayer can be anything, our attitude. And the best attitude in life is an attitude of gratitude. If you don't know of any other prayer, the best prayer is a thanks, a prayer of thanks. Thank you every morning. There's so much we can thank for, isn't it? We're always complaining, which is a habit, and we'll have to change that. Suppose you have one tooth extracted, what do you find? The tongue always goes to that portion which is empty, isn't it? You've been told not to put your tongue there, but it will always go there because there is an empty space there. In the same way, we've got so much to thank. Two eyes, you know, Sheikh Sadi was complaining about not having shoes until he saw a person who was lame. Oh, what am I complaining about? So if you really think about it, we have so much to thank for. So every day a prayer beginning with thanks is the greatest thing that we can do. And this simple prayer you will find is going to be the most powerful thing for you to experience. So this is something which has to go with us all the time. So before we end, let us pray for something important, which is in the form of a kirtan, and it says, Aisi kripa karu, kripa mayi radhe, You are merciful. I want a grace from you. What is that grace you want? Tohi bhulu nahi pal chin aadhe. We do not know that forgetting that Supreme Being who has created this whole world, who has even given us a body, and we are parts of Him. What an intimate connection. And He resides within you. And we always forget Him. So this forgetting is actually a disease. We don't know. We don't realize it is a disease. Because when there is remembrance of Him who is bliss and love, peace, you will start experiencing it, isn't it? It is said by saints that finding God is the funeral of all sorrows. And that's what we want. So we're going to ask for that. This is our prayer. Tohi bhulu nahi pal chin aadhe. Let me not forget you even for a fraction of a second.
Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govind, Govind, Radhe Radhe.
Aisi kripa karo kripa mai Radhe. Aisi kripa karo kripa mai Radhe. Tohi bhulu nahi pal chin aadhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Thank you for joining Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad podcast.